Mood Gym with Don Brown. And we're into episode 13 of the Mood Gym. Giving some little tips and things that I've learned over the many decades, 4 or 5 decades of living on planet Earth. And today, I thought I'd talk a little bit about what might be called instinctual emotions. How about grief, joy, rage, fear, playfulness, curiosity. Yeah, let me repeat those 6 emotions, which might be thought of by some people as instinctual. They're kind of built in over the millions of years we've been around. So let me repeat these 6 words and see if you can recognize any of those emotions in you at this time or maybe in the last day or so. Just reflect on whether you've heard them or whether you felt them, whether you're feeling them, without judgment or ruminating. Okay, here they go, the 6 instinctual core emotions. Grief, joy, rage, fear, playfulness, curiosity. Now, if in fact those are some important emotions that are pretty much instinctual or built in to our cellular structure over thousands and thousands and millions of years perhaps, then maybe the other feelings that we have come from those 6 core emotions. So if you're feeling anxiety, for example, or depression, maybe those are tied in with those 6 core ones. Okay, let's just try to think of an example. Okay, so when I mentioned those 6, grief, joy, rage, fear, playfulness, curiosity, how could anxiety be tied in with one of those 6? Well, if we're in fear, one of the core emotions, then we may be fearing what's coming next, what's going to happen later today, what's going to happen this week, what's going to happen in the coming months. And that fear would create some thoughts in our mind of anxiety. We don't know what's going to happen. We start worrying. And at this point in our world and in our nation, that might be something to take a look at. Because at this point, we have some novel coronavirus going on around the world. Started out in China a few months ago. They got up to about 80,000 people tested to be affected with that virus. It's kind of a mystery virus because we're not quite sure of all the facts about it. How you get it, where you get it, how long it lasts, how long you can affect other people. Can you affect other people once you've become well again? Lots of answers not quite settled yet. So if you're in China, you're in the Middle East, you're in South Korea, you're in Japan, you're in Italy, you certainly may legitimately have some fear, one of those core emotions. Okay, now what you do with that fear is where we're trying to use our mood gym to determine what's useful and what's not useful. Okay, so you have the fear, which is legitimate, because just like thousands of years ago, you might be out hunting and gathering grain or something, gathering flowers or whatever, and you hear a weird noise in the background. Sounds like a bear or a tiger or whatever. Well, you got to legitimately have that instinctual fear that keeps you alert to see how far away is that animal. Are they coming this way? Are they angry? So you legitimately have the fear that keeps the human beings as well as the animals safe. Without the fear, you might be eaten, or at least damaged severely. Okay, so that's legitimate. Okay, now what do you do with that fear next? Okay, so say you got the neighboring tribe. They're sick. Everybody seems to be really, really sick. Well, you certainly have some fear of that. You might not want to get too close to them. You might move down the road a little farther away from them. So that's legitimate. Okay, now, should you let that turn into anxiety in our minds? And our anxiety probably comes from our thinking. We start using words, saying, oh boy, those are evil people. They've got the heebie-jeebies or whatever. They've got something that they shouldn't have, and they must have done something bad to get sick like that. Oh, that animal. I know he's going to come and kill me. I just know it. Oh, that snake over there 15 yards away from me. I hear him going through the grass. I just know he's coming to bite me. That's where we start using our words and start using our thoughts and our minds, which leads into that idea of anxiety, that we're just anxious. We don't know what's going to happen. And we tell ourselves stories about what could happen, not necessarily what is usually going to happen or what's the probabilities of what's going to happen, but we usually think of the worst thing that can happen. Oh, we're going to get bit by the snake. Oh, we're going to be eaten by a tiger. Oh, our boss is going to fire us. Oh, we're going to get sick from that neighbor three doors down. So that turns into anxiety. Okay, so there's something we can think about is if we let our minds play with those instinctual emotions, probably going to be worse off because we start ruminating, we start thinking over and over all the negative things that can happen. Even though those negative things are probably not going to happen. Okay, so in our current situation, we had 80,000 people in China that got very sick. Some, they say now, we're not even sure of this, 80% of the people, 8 out of 10, had kind of mild flu-like symptoms. Then the other 20% had more severe symptoms and may have been entered into a hospital situation where the doctors and nurses could treat those symptoms. Now in China, about 2.5%, about 2 to 3 out of 100 actually died. Okay, now that was pretty widespread. Although in the big scheme of thing, there's I believe 11 billion people. No, I'm sorry, 1.5 billion, I believe, in China. So 80,000 is not very many. But if you were in that epicenter, which is Wuhan, you'd be pretty scared because lots and lots of people in that particular city were getting sick. So it's all around you. But if you were out farther away from central China, the likelihood of you getting that would be way less. In fact, that's what's happened. Because of our global transportation network, you can hop on a plane and be anywhere in the world in a few hours. And that's exactly what happened. People would travel from that epicenter, Wuhan, go to Italy, go to South Korea, go to Japan, get on a cruise ship, maybe later go to the United States, later go to France. So just because of our global transportation network, people are slowly being scattered all over the world. But the greatest place of a chance of getting that disease was in central China. Okay, so if you were in central China, you'd have a legitimate fear. And you certainly, our mind is starting to play around with the idea that my neighbors are sick, or my cousin's sick, my uncle's sick. And so that gives you these feelings of anxiety, thinking that the worst that could happen is you're going to get it too. Well, not necessarily, because even though it was 80,000 people, you're not one of those necessarily. You know, it's kind of like the lottery. Sure, you can win the lottery, but the odds are way against it. Okay, now the farther away you get from central China, then the odds are way, way less that you're going to get that. So still you can have some fear, But you want to be careful about playing around in your mind the worst things that can happen. So now in the United States, we have today, I believe it's somewhere in the 80s, 80 people that have been diagnosed with the disease. And we've had, I believe, 6 deaths, mainly, I think, in Washington State. Okay, now the odds of anybody in the United States getting that are very, very low. But it's still scary because we have the fear, and then we let our minds play around with it. And then what do we do when our minds play around and get into the anxiety state? Well, some of us will go to Walmart and start buying all the medical masks we can find. We'll start buying out all the toilet paper, which seems kind of an odd thing to do. We start buying out water and food. And so the shelves start emptying out real fast. You go on Amazon and say, oh, I'm smarter than that. I'm going to go on Amazon. I can get all this stuff on Amazon. Well, you find out everybody else had the same, not everybody, but a lot of people had the same idea through their anxiety. We're going to buy a bunch of medical masks to protect me and my family. And we're going to buy all kinds of supplies and water and all kinds of medical stuff. And then so Amazon says, sorry, out of stock. Okay, so all these things are happening because we let anxiety rule our lives. So I guess to make things a little short and sweet is I want you to try to be aware to see if the ideas that I'm proposing make any sense to you. Now, they may or may not, but if they do, take a look at it and see what you want to do with those instinctual core emotions, the grief, joy, rage, fear, playfulness, curiosity, and see how they may or may not in your mind turn into all these other feelings that are a result of thinking, of using words to imagine the worst things that can happen. In the case today, we're talking about fear turning into anxiety, then anxiety turning into behaviors which may or may not be useful or even prudent, going down to Walmart and buying all the toilet paper you can get. All right, so anyway, we'll talk a little bit about more about that as time goes on, but I just wanted to mention that today because of the circumstances around the world where everybody is beginning to grow a little restless because of the growing epidemic of the coronavirus. Okay, this has been Mood Gym with Don Brown. Please comment and leave comments if you can. You can even on the anchor.fm, you can even leave a voice comment if you wish. And if this is useful to you, send me a little note and tell me what you think. Okay, we'll talk to you later.